Friday, Terry Meister, Chof Test, 7 Toshin Paytalad, Rav Avram Moshe Lampin.
Parshas Koirach. Parshas Zi Yofen Adreshes. Whenever we speak about Koirach, we all give a smile. Like somebody goes to the therapist and he starts telling him all his machshuvas, all his different, everything's going on in his mind. Oops, how does he know? But it's Balki HaKoidish, this therapist. Everything we know about Koirach, about machloikas, about all different things, it's all, we all smile when we speak about it. We know it's all negayah. I think the Pergudim says, Parsha Zigyu for the Dreshes. Always you have to dash when you're in the Yoyme. You can't dash today about Paiser or today about Chanukah. Today you have bread and from the. Or Parsha Zigyu, this Parsha Yufan, whenever you speak about Koir, it's always Negaya. It's always in the Dreshes. And I heard another Pshat, Parsha Zigyu is Yufan, it's nice Parsha, but it's only in the Dreshes. It's not Negaya Lemasa. It's in the Dreshes. Parsha Zigyu for the Dreshes. The famous Radvaz. The Radvaz says, why on Pesach we know that Chumetz Usa b'mashi. Why is Chumetz Usa b'mashi? Why everything is butl b'shishim? Why Chumetz is so severe? It's the Asa b'mashi. Says the Radvaz, we can't learn Pshat, you have to learn Drish or Remes. What's the Remes? Because the Chumetz is b'ramad the Yitzhara. Yitzhara is Usa b'mashi. So we can't learn the Pshat, why Chumetz Usa b'mashi. It has to be a Remes. Parsha Zi, this Parsha of Koir, Yofen Adreshes. He can't learn Pshat, as Koir was like a Mamash Azar, Bal Machloikes, Gepshat. All the Sfurim writers, Koir was a big tzaddik. Koir was Balchich HaKoidish, and Koir was Menoisa HaUroid, he carried the Uroid, he was a big tzaddik. But Doir Daya, it was a Pesadakistik Indian, it was only the Adreshes. Parsha Zi, Yofen Adreshes, this push of Pshat, he was Mamash Bal Machloikes. But we can learn out from Koir, the guy to us. This week's Sedra, we have Tzaddik Chai Psikim in the Sedra. 95 Psikim in the Sedra. And the Simunach Daniel. Daniel Gematria 95. 95 Psikim in the Sedra. What's the name of the 95 Psikim in the Sedra? It's a famous word from the Rapshit Zeruf. We always say, Buch Atu Hashem Elekaini. It's Hashem Elekim. It's two Shaymas. Havaya, Hashem is Havaya, Yitka Bufkai. And there's a Likim. Avaya means Hashem, how Hashem is Lemal in the Olim Abu. And Likim is Matriya HaTeve. And Likim is Matriya HaTeve, 86. Likim is in this world, how Hashem is, rules this world. There's always a Yichud, there's always the actus of Avaya and Adna. Together it's the Matriya of 91. Matriya Umayn. We say Umayn. We say Umayn means we agree that Hashem is one. He's above of Itka Bovkai and is in this world together at 91. The Usad Love of Shechel come. It won't be Itka Bovkai. It'll be Yitkai Yitkai. Why? Because now this the Gulis now in the, before the Olim Atikin, Yitkai is Maramas in Olim Abu, and Bovkai is Maramas on this world. Like we say Yisri Hashemayim. So Yitkai is Mahamas Loilam Abu, and Bufkai is Mahamas on this world. Sheikh al-Kam, it'll be Sai Lo Abu, Sai this will be the same. Yitkai, Yitkai. So Yitkai, Yitkai with Adna, with Alekim, sorry, with Alekim, sorry, my mistake. Adna, sorry. Yitkai Bufkai with Adna, is Gematria 91. Yitkai Bufkai and Aleph Dalad Yenid, Gematria 91. Sheikh al-Kam, it'll be Yitkai, Yitkai and Aleph Dalad Yenid together 95. So 95 Maramas on Usad Lovot will be Yitka Yitkai and Alvar Din Yit. Parsha Zi Yufin Adreshes. Yufin is Gematria Tzadakai. When is the Emes to get Koirach Yufin Usad Lovot will be Yitka Yitkai and Alvar Din Yit together 95? Then it's on Pasha the Yufa of Reis. Yidka, and Aleph Aliyah, Yid Matri Yufa. So that's why Sadakai Psikim, and this week's Sandra, Gematri Damil, Daniel was Megal of the Ketzler, Usad Lovoy, Sadaka Toma Yifra, a soft time as Koirach. A Mashiach will come to Dariach, which then Koirach will be a Koyan. But not in the time of Moshe Rabbein. Now the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, as the Mishnah as follows, Kol machloikis shil shem shemayim, soifel leskayim. Machloikis shayin l'shem shemayim, ayin soifel leskayim. Which machloikis is shem shemayim? Machloikis shamayim, hilal v'shamayim. Good? Machloikis shayin l'shem shemayim, machloikis koirach v'adusoy. So what's the kasha? Pardon? Oh, it should say machloikis koirach v'adusoy and Moshe. So what's the answer? Pardon? Moshe didn't argue as one pshat. Moshe didn't argue as one pshat. Moshe didn't argue as one pshat. Okay, we're a pshat. They themselves were Muslim self-fighting. They came along, 250 people, and Koyach, Aleph and Zander, the Rosh. Who would be the Rosh? They amongst themselves were fighting. Who says this word? Reb Meilech. The last stickle of Reb Meilech. The last stickle of Kiddush Hashanah. It is what? Machloikis says, how do you know if somebody argues it means Shem Shemayim? If it's always Bachtis, it's always Bachtis. And they come along and they make a Machloikis, Shem Shemayim. But if amongst themselves they're fighting, they have no Achtis, and stamped against Moshe Rabbeinu and they made Achtis, that shows that's not only Shem Shemayim. You see the Arabs amongst themselves, all the Arabs, they fight, they're fighting. They're Arabs, all amongst themselves, all machloik, to split, yeah? Kenzan, you can't make a show, sorry. Benish ben Yunem, I didn't see any tzedek from the Rabbunim here, so I have no idea. Akrapunim, amongst themselves, chik zacharim, yeah? Bestukzerim amongst themselves, and against Moshe Rabbeinu, they are as Ba'achtes. Says the Rebbe Meilech, Machloikis, Shal Shem Shemayim, Machloikis, Koirech, Vadusoy. They were amongst themselves, they were fighting. This is Sim, and this is Shem Shemayim. Noch Apshat from the Agra, the Kala, of Nai Sosra. What's the Raya, if not Shem Shemayim? What's the proof? A person comes along and makes machloikis. Why? Are you talking to the Smedrish? Why? This? I'm saying, goes to Thomas. Let's see. When it comes to other mitzvahs, is it also Azar goes to Slavus? When it comes to Zman Krishma, not oversleeping Zman Krishma, is it also Zoy Choshes or Koy Shemayim? If the person is always Choshes, Koy Shemayim, even by his own mitzvahs, by tzitzis, by talnes, by trillin, by Krishma, then it keeps again machloikis, Shem Shemayim. But if you haven't got them, it's kept the eigene Sachen, kept the eigene Mitzvah, the own Teure, the own Mitzvah, it's not that good to Kanui. And it's kept the Besmeidrish to make up as a Machloikis day, or such, Amish Shem Shemayim, that's the proof as a Shem Shemayim. Says the Agatha Kalle, what's the Eitzah? What's the Eitzah a person should realize if he means, it should be sincere, it should be true, it's not Emes. If a person looks at the truth, then, Moshe Rabbeini, Koyre said, Ben Yitzah, Ben Gehorz Ben Leivi, Lo'ome Ben Yaakov. Titten Emes Yaakov. Had he come till Yaakov, he would have realized the Emes. He would have seen the truth. A person is true, it's true in himself. And he sees the truth, then he can realize if it means Shem Shemayim. So we have here two svuras, how we can see if it means Shem Shemayim. One svura, the svura of Rabbi Rabbeinu, a person should see if that is always acts between ourselves. Then Shem Shemayim, but amongst ourselves, we understand. This is going to Achtis, and all of a sudden, against this Indian, because Achtis, it's a raya to Shem Shemayim. Noch a raya, it comes to all the mitzvahs. Younger such to be a slavus. Keeps a twin like you know, brand the twin like tallers, you know, brand. Keeps a machloikus. Why there is there? Why is the machitz not getting higher? The machitz isn't enough high. Keeps a guy shrying with canoe. Why are you branding so much? If you take a branding, can that you're right? But you might be right. But if you mean it sincerely, you should also be brand by all mitzvahs. That's the raya. What's the eitzah? Be emes. Be emesdik. He used to live in Manchester, Rabbi Kofdas, Ulva Shule. He told me a story. I think the story is printed, but I heard it from him. And he learned in Radin. He still knew the Chofetz Chaim. So I heard the story from him, so I'll tell it over his name. Shmuel Lishmusoy. But let the Shia be an Ilmishmus of Avrom Heimann, who used to always sit here by the Shia with such a tmimus, such an Ehrlichkeit. What's his name? Avrom Ben? Avrom Ben Shloim Ben Vashulim, Zal Ilmishmus. To sit here with the Zamin Ehrlichkeit. So, Chofetz Chaim. He wrote the cipher of the cipher, but he didn't want to be disturbed. So he used to go to a near town, a small little village next to Radin. He sat in the Mesmedrish, I forgot the name, and he used to write the Mishnebrire there. After a time, he finished writing the cipher, and he left the town. And the whole, I think it was even planning to go to Etzisruel, to live in Etzisruel. Chofetz Chaim even bought a plot of land in Pesach Tikva. He wanted to live in Etzisruel, then he had Chiruta. But he left this little town, and the whole town came out to be Malavim, to see him out, to begleit him. He was in a chariot with his ruler of a town, his friend, and the whole town came out to give him COVID. And the Chofetz Chaim, with his big tzitkis, was feeling very upset. And his chaver, the Rebbe, asked him, the ruler of the shlut of the town asked him, why is the Chofetz Chaim so upset? Why you don't feel like, I see tears going down your eyes. What's going on? He says, so, the Yerushalmi says in Masechta Shviyas, if somebody gets covered, because people think he knows two Masechtas, and the Rebbe says, he only knows one Masechta. He's begin to tell them, Rabbi, I don't know two Masechtas. He says, they're mechavim because they think I'm so great. I'm much less than they think, so I'm upset. Why the Muhammad with such big covert? I know the truth is I don't deserve this covert, and according to the Rishalmi, I'm not allowed to have this covert, so I'm upset. So the Zruh said to the Chofetz Chaim, we say Rish Chodesh Benchen, Chaim shall oishem a covert. Covert? A person asks for covert? Chaim shall oishem a covert? We carry on, Chaim shiayish bohem, ahavas toirem yirishamayim. Yes. If through the covet people get more harvest through the Yerushalayim, it's kedai to have the covet. Send this friend to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, I want to tell you, when the people respect Talmud Chacham, they respect him, they give him covet, that brings them to harvest through the Yerushalayim. They respect the Torah. As the Gemara says, somebody is foolish are the people who stand up for the Torah and don't stand up for Talmud Chacham. So this, by being Mechabed, the Talmud Chochem, they have a harvest toyer of Yerushalayim. The Chofetz Chaim agreed and was maskin. And Be'emes is a Meferesh and Medrash in Parshas Ba'alo Yischu. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Ba'alo Yischu, Reb Abba HaKoyen was one of the Amruim. He never, he never wanted to go past the Oilem, not to be Matriyah, they should stand up for him. So he always tried to go the other ways behind the shul, not go to the shul, they shouldn't stand up for him. As if Reb Abba Koyen's Mahalach. So Reb Yossi met him. Reb Yossi said, no, you should dafke go amongst the oilem, and stand up, and you should get your Shemaim. A Ferish Medrash. This is the story of the Chumash Chaim. I heard from Rabbi Kofnas. It's a Ferish Medrash. So Reb Shlomo Klingi learns in this week's Sedra. Vayikim lefnai Moshe. They all stood up for Moshe. Shemaim came in. They all stood up. And Koyrach didn't think that they have to have more Yerushalayim. So he didn't interpret Moshe Rabbein is coming into the Oilem that could I have Yerushalayim. We have Yerushalayim. If so, Rav Lechem is stand for Gave. Because Koyrach didn't realize that Moshe Rabbein came in Kedai through his standing up for Moshe Rabbeinu, the oil will become more Yerushalayim, because he said, "Kolo ayde kerem kedoshim." We have enough Yerushalayim already. If so, Rav Lechem, it's only for your gavel. The truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Uda Mekaluda, Anachnimu, and the reason why he came in was like the song of the Chofetz Chaim. You want the oil to respect Talmud Chochem, as the man says, "Kedai to bring more Yerushalayim." Interesting word. The Mugen Avraham says. In Simon Tzadik Ches, Aitza is Gile, a person to not have Machshuvah Zuhus Bam Davening. Mr. Brie brings it down. I said it before here in Turkey. Remember? Yeah. Can you don't say it? The Aitza is to say P, and give three little spit, like three, not spit, like put your tongue out like P. Like the Bub used to say P, as a king of Ein Hore, if you remember. The Bub used to say P, king of Ein Hore. It's brought down in Mugen Avraham, the Aitza to say is a skinner keneged machshuv zuret batavnik. Das ist halt morgen auf Ruhm. Beschämt Seifer Agam. Different various Pschuten. So the Brian Sosser brings down, he hört from his Mechitten, der Heilige Zadig im Herrschler, so the Tschoiwe, that what's PPP? We find three consecutive Sedlers, Koirach, Chikas, Mulak, three P. P, who read this week's Sedra? P, Abba'ayr, next week's Sedra? And P, who saw in Mr. Sharon Pashas? Bula, of course, an exciting Sedra, Pashas Bula. So you say, P, 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 is my Rambas, on P, Uretz, P, Abba'ayr, P, Usen, so Skille, Krieg, Machshu, Besuchs. But as also says, he wrote it down, because he heard from his Mechitna, he doesn't know Pshat. So I saw Pshat from one of the Rebbes, who was a Rebbe in Krukke, it was called Reb Shem Klingberg, you know, a Kemar Na'anik Le Rebbe, in the pre-war, worked in Krukke, so there's a Pshat. The only Shemaim says, Rabbi El Apte, he was the Rabbi of the town of Apte, he was the only Shemaim. He writes, a person who wants to have a skiller, kedeg machshuv azuris, the skiller is to say, Avruam Yitzchak v'Yaakov. By mentioning Avruam Yitzchak v'Yaakov, it's a skiller keneged machshuv azuris. The story is told, the Apte roof was the Rebbe of the Ol Shemaim, was the roof in Apte, before a mile, the Ovi Yisrael, and he was learning early morning. He became Reuven Apte, learning early morning. 4 a.m. he was learning, early morning. Came a little later. All of a sudden, he hears 3 claps on his window, bang, bang, bang. In those times, the clap used to go around the town to wake up the oilim to davening. He got altogether pachat. Wow, he thought maybe it was an unexpected knock, so he got a shock, unexpected. Tomorrow, he already expected it. And again, he gets bang, bang, bang. And he feels like a year. The suspicions are something. Maybe twice. 3rd day, again. The shamash will come. A couple of years, he expected it. 5:30, 5:45. He expected the knock on the window. Again, 3 knocks. It's such a pach, such a year. Must be that this shamash is a tzadik nister. Then he gives the 3 bangs and he brings with Yirah Shemayim. So he called up this Shamash. Shamash got like, very scared. Why is the roof calling me? What am I doing wrong? He calls him up and says, tell me, what do you have in mind when you clap the 3 claps on the window? He was like, nothing in mind. He was, tell me. He didn't want to say, I'm the Mura, the Asra, you have to tell me. So he said, I'll tell you, I'm a Shamash. Ben Shamash. Ben Benoish of Shamash. My Zayda was a Shamash. I'm a Shamash. My father was a Shamash. My father taught me, Meklap Tramul, I will Trachman Avruam, I will Yitzchak, and I will Yaakov. Oh, he says, if you have Kavun of the 3 Uvas, I know why I get these Yerushimayim. Mentioning the 3 Uvas is a skill of Yerushimayim. And we actually say in davening, Hashem, in Asherah Vulitzin, we say, Hashem Elecha Avruam, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So we mention the 3 Uvas. Shomru Zois Le'olam, God this, Le'yaitze Machshavas Le'vav Ameichu, to God the Machshavas of our heart, for Hochai Le'vav Maleichu, to prepare our heart to you. So we see every day in davening we can chaz it, that when we mention the Uvas, it's a skiller k'neg Machshavas Uvas. Why? Why is mentioning Avruam Yitzchak v'Yaakov a skiller? Can we understand the skiller? Why? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Uvas, Hakina va'atave va'akuvet moitzin es udem in oilam. Jealousy and tave and looking for kuvet, that takes out the person of the oilam. But understand, heilig in a shumah yid, if it would be ruyig, it would be on his right place, he would have right machshuvas, and a shumah, we have a shumah, to hoiruhi, at the rusa, at the yitzad, but heilig in a shumah, a person should be able to have holy machshuvas, with some his essence, some his shumah. What was then? The Yaitzah comes to Gain. V'haimu b'kshich hashbo'in is rabim. All of a sudden, he's jealous about this person. And he has tava for this thing. And he looks for kuvet. So this all these machshuvas take him out from his normal oilam, from his normal way of thinking, right, machshuvas. The 3 others, they were before the Torah. The Rambam writes in a letter that the main avoid of the others were middas. Derech Erev Kodmah LaTorah. The Rambam writes the letter, the reason why the Uvas get genaiden is because of the Amidus, the Amina. The Amina, they believed in Hashem, and the Amidus, they weren't Mechiva the Torah yet. It was the Echeas Kodmah Torah. Avrum Avin, the Amidus HaChesed, he mainly worked against the Indian of Tava. Chesed, it called the Torah, and the Tava. We find Chesed by the Aroyas. Chesed is being kind. Kind can be kind in a good way, and kind can be a way of tavas. It brings the kindness, is a middah of tava. It's from the water. The water brings all everything to grow. That's tavas. That's chesed. Avraham worked against tava. Yitzhak Avinu was like fire. Fire is against the kinner. Person has jealousy, that's like fire. And Yaakov Avinu was teferes. Teferes corresponds covered. Teferes is beauty, niceness. Yeah, it's covered. So the three others, they were massacring the three in Yunem of Kinne, Tava, and Kuvud. Avraham was Tava, Yitzchak was Kinne, Yaakov was Kuvud. Now, these three peers are also the three in Yunem of Kinne, Tava, and Kuvud. Pir Uretz was Koyrech was Kinne. Niskame, but it's so forth. He had Kinne, he had jealousy. He had jealousy of Moshe Rabbani, he had jealousy of Arma Koyin, and jealousy. The Ba'ir is water, water is Mayim, Mayim is Tava. So it can be the Torah, you can have Tava to a Blat Gemura, you can have Tava to a nice Dvar Torah, you can have Tava to a Tavaru, and the Ma'ayim is Torah. And the Pirush, this Bilam, was chasing Kuvud the whole time. Chabad HaBetchu wanted to have Kuvud the whole time. So the Ma'ayim, a person, steht in the Davant. And the Vil Hube, good Machshumas, is the ice is, he mentions Pirurets, which reminds him not to have Kinne. And Pir Ba'ayim reminds not to have Tava. Pihus not to have covered the mile of a person as a zoicher to mention the three others. And who through that, he is besacking the three peers. It's a skiller, can they make sure of us? So he had Rabbi Shem Klimberg, who was a rabbi in Kukke, Pshat in this Rabbi Heschel, in the Choyva. Again, the Rabbi says, the skiller say pee, 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 and say tuh, tuh, tuh. I spit on it. I don't want to have these three peers. Like I'm a mass, the three peers. It's a zgile. The Indian is a person is shaitan shnuah. A person before davening, it should be mekabel v'haftu le'reachu kumoichu. They have middas. A person is has good middas. He's not jealous, and he doesn't have tavas, and he doesn't have the rivach hakovet. That's the koich through the others. And through that, the person can be zoicha to be nishum machshuv azuris. And also dirim. It's printed a tfille of Rabbi Meilich, tfille koidim a tfille. Rabbi Meilich saw that people are finding it difficult to have kavuna and davening. So Rabbi Meilich wrote a tfille, and this tfille is a skill. A person says this tfille, it's a skill not to have machshuv azuris. In that tfille we say that we should, if a madreigel madreiget halayni, bring us water, shneske lovoy lemals of a sign like doishim, abu mitzviyake. Which means zorg to them madreige. What's that madreige? The madreige of the Uvas to be misgaber on kinne tav makuvet. But tzatzelaini mekinnes ish merai. He carries on. By being connected to the Uvas akdoishem, we should be nitzel from kinne. For the yarek in the sun, alu udom adrabe, tembele baini, shenirk lich maals chavaraini, ולא יחסרוי נוי. שדבר כלאיכות חווירו בדי חיושם והרוצי. ועל יאללה שם סינה. So we see Rabbi Meilich starts off, that we should be zoich, that we have a shayach to the Uvas HaKadosh, and then he mentions that we should be nitzel from kinna and from sinna. And that's why it's so important to have kavuna in the first brucha of Shmoyne Esra. It's ma'apia lucha, a person of kavuna, the biggest Uvas, is ma'akiv. We have shvache koiches, if we have enough kavuna, we can't repeat, but strictly speaking, a person should have stark kavuna in the first brucha, to have kavuna of pirish amillis of first. Why is so important? Because kedai to have a shayches to the whole tfile, you have to have good machshuvas. And good machshuvas is connected to the others. That's why it's so important to have kavuna in the first brucha of Shmoyne Esra. Why did Koyrach get this punishment of going down under the earth? Why? Also. Wieso? Yeah. You have to be even less. Yeah. Very good. Moshe Rabbeinu was Unum Kehuda, Pnei Aduma. But it is Nasi. If so, Kibbutz Moshe Rabbeinu was a Mogave. So you have to be less than Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to be an intern there. Very good. Yeah. The story is told, Lubavitcher Chassidim once came to Reb Aaron Chernobyl. Now in Russia there were mainly two sorts of chassidim. There were Lubavitcher chassidim, the Tanya's Talmidim, and there were Talmidim of the Chernobyl Maggid, Chernobyl Talmidim. Two different druchim. In Lubavitch they spoke a lot chassidus, Kabbalah, chassidus. They spoke a lot of chassidus. In Chernobyl it was more like davening and saying Tehillim. They didn't believe in speaking too much, more doing deeds, doing masim, and less intellect. Through the masim, they come to the intellect. And the Baruch Shem Gehalten, Chochme Bine Das, start off with the intellect, with the Machshuvas, his modernness, it will bring you to a song. Start with the Baruch Shem Gehalten. Don't forget the Chernobyl. Start with Nase, then with Nishma. Nase, you should do Chesed, you should learn, you should dab and say Tehillim, and through the masim, both ways are Druchim, the Baruch Shem Yisburach. These Chassidim came to the Baruch Chernobyl, and they were expecting to hear Torahs, because Lomdes, Chassidische Lomdes, didn't hear anything. He used to say Torah like quietly, quietly. You only heard the end of his Torah. So Zohar says to be Mekai, Machshov Dibe Meise, Bilgin Hashem Levado. They say the Russian Ivre. But Zohar says Mekai, Machshov Dibe Meise, Bilgin Hashem Levado. The only words they heard was only these words. Who did get Hashem Torah? So they came in and the Rebbe realized they want to hear something. So I'll tell you a Torah. So it tried to say a Torah a bit on their level. It said as follows. We know we have seven middos. Chesed, Gevira, Teferes, Netzach, Chod, Yisod, Malchus, seven middos. Every person goes through seven middos. A person can always, even a person is Zohar to Yisod. Yisod is sixth middah. A person can still fool himself. Einua at shtis. The Bible says Einua is by sixth. What's the remez? A fellow person has already reached the shtis. Has reached the sixth middle. Gewalti has gone through Chesed, Gvira, Teferes. Neitzach, Chod, Yisod. He's already Yisod. He feels the Sadik Sod Oilam. He's fooling himself. He thinks it's the Sadik. What's the Eitzah? A person is ready or nur at stehst. A person is ready, a big mama dreig, is ready up to sixth minder, and is still fooling himself. What's right not to fool yourself? It's one answer. The Gemara says, ein oi nur le karkus. If somebody is karka, it's like, by karka, there's no oi nur by karka. A person sells karka, land, there's no oi nur, by lucha. So ein oi nur le karkus, because there's no real price. Ein oi nur le karkus, a person is like karka, a person is like humble. That's the only way a person shouldn't fool himself. I don't think the Heilige Baruch Chernobyl to the Babish Chassidim. You want to hear a Torah Chassidim? I'll tell you Chassidim. I knew what Shtis. A person can hold the sixth midah, is still fooling himself. The only guy says, I don't know like a Kuz. A person like Karka, then was he humble, I know like a Kuz. The Baruch Chernobyl had the Einikl, the bells are over. Besuch Dov of Bells was the item of a son of Baruch Chernobyl. He heard this Torah. So he said, fine, Toysus brings a condition, although I know no like Akuas, but Mechze, if you by any person half the price, more than half the price, it's already no, even Bakarka, even I know the Shtis, by a sixth, it's no, I know Bakarka. But if by any somebody, you take a wrong price, and it's more than half, over half, then it is a no Bakarka as well. What's the Remus? We have seven middas. Chesed, Gevira, Teferes. Netzach is the middle middle. Chod, Yisod, Malchus. So Netzach is the middle middle. A person can even be humble, like Karka. I'm doing like a kus. But when you're half, when you're by Netzach, you want to be by Netzach, what's it? Netzach in English. That's be by Netzach. You want to. Victory. You want to have victory? Then you can even by Karka have a Nua. A person might be humble. When he's humble, that's a safeguard. He won't fool himself, because I'm only kakus. But at Mechze, when you reach the half, which half? The half of the middas. By Netzach, by being Menetzach, by wanting to be Osfir to have victory in a fight, then even somebody who's humble will fool himself. It's a type of a person. A person wants, he might be humble, but he gets his only gear of being Menetzach, a victory, victorious in a fight, then he can fool himself. Moshe, we have seven Spiesen. Yeah? Who's the Mishpizen? Avruah, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Nisach, Sfarad, yeah? Moshe, Haras, and David. They correspond to seven middas. So who corresponds with this Netzach? Moshe. Wish Moshe, Unav Meoit, Mikol Udom Asal Pnei Wadumu. All the people who try to be Adumu, when it comes to Neitzach, they fool themselves. But Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, even when Korach came along and he fought it, Udom Meoit, Mikol Udom Asal Pnei Wadumu. He was great than all other people who come to Madraig of Adumu. Other people, although they have Badar Adumah, they feel humble. When it comes to Neitzach, they fool themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu was Neitzach, even in Neitzach, he was humble. Even in Neitzach, even when it was a question of even at Tzach, he was by the truth. Koyach came along and said, Maditis Nasi. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you saying, I'm a Malgave, if so you have to go down the earth to be humbler, to be humble from my Koyach. Moshe Rabbeinu was with Tzavah. It was a Toivah for Koyach, it was a Toivah. Koyach should go down the earth and be zoicha to be like Moshe Rabbeinu's Madreiger, that even by Neitzach, he should be zoicha to have the midas karka and not to be Malgava. And now with Yibur says, Mubasra, Koyach now shouts, Moshe Emes B'Tayrusams, V'Uni Baduim, Haim Baduim, right? What's he saying? Now I realize Moshe Rabbeinu is true. It was Chaim She'oilu, says the Belzeruv, they went down lively in the earth. Why lively? To do tshiva. They weren't killed. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't punishing him, he should be killed. Moshe Rabbeinu gave him opportunity. He should realize that he's fooling himself. How can he realize? He was already trying to be humble. When it came to Neitzach, he lost himself. Moshe Rabbeinu had the koyach, even in Neitzach, he shouldn't lose himself. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I've got an aitzah. Koyach will go down through my debirim, through my words, he'll go down the karka. So be zorgen to have my koyach, even in Midas Neitzach, you should be able to see that I'm the truth. I'm the real truth. That even in Neitzach I see the truth. And now Koyach shouts, and he does tshiva, and he says, Moshe Emes with the Rusev, Moshe Rabbeinu is true. Because every side Moshe Rabbeinu, I feel he might be true, and I feel it's the matter of the karka, he still fools himself. Moshe Emes with the Rusev Emes. He is always Emes. That's what went down Chaim She'oilu to be zoicha in to be masik lemadragi Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshiach will come. Be zoicha to a tikkun. As it says in Ari Hakodesh, sof taivus tzadik katoma yifroch, sof taivus koyrach. Because by doing tshiva and realizing I'm humble, and even the matzav of Neitzach, I've reached Madraiga of Moshe Rabbeinu to understand. Even I want to be victorious, king, than somebody else. I'm still seeing the truth. Then he can be zoicha to be a kohen gadol.